Hello.
Hello, good evening. This is Susan calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Yeah, I was in bed, but she woke me up. So
I'm sorry. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking your time. Just a moment. Let's see. Okay, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Woman, definitely.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1940.
Thank you so much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, registered.
Yes, registered, or no, not registered?
Yes, registered.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, Caucasian.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. What is your race? Select what applies. White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian. You said Asian, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the country, positive or negative?
Oh, I feel positive about it.
Thank you. Your own future, positive, negative?
Yeah. My own future, I feel positive about. I am a positive person. If well, they
thank
just
you so much.
Don't like or don't like or whatever, then after a while, well.
Okay.
I'll get it cleared up somewhere or another.
The future of the planet, positive, negative?
Positive.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to do the survey for me. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, How much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So a scale from 0 to 10, what would that be for you?
Oh, I would give it a 6.
Okay, thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I'm going to read them out to you, okay? Student loans. You can pick, which 3 are the most important to you? Student loans, economy and cost of living, national security, crime, climate change, racism and discrimination, mental health, abortion access, immigration, gun violence, healthcare, education.
And really all those things are important. But if you haven't got your own mental health, you haven't got anything.
Okay. Would you like to pick 2 more? You can pick up to 3 that are most important.
Oh, I would stick to that, period.
Thank you. Okay. Student loans, economy and cost of living, national security, crime, racism and discrimination. You pick mental health, abortion access, immigration, gun violence, healthcare?
Mm-mm.
Which other two are important to you, ma'am?
They're all important.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently characterize most? Contributing to positive change in your community, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, relationships, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining physical health, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, your education. Which three, ma'am?
They are all important.
Okay.
I don't know. Three.
Okay, let's see here. Would you say contributing or you say all of them are very important to you, but which one do you feel like the most important to you? You want me to read them out to you again?
Most important is
yes.
The concerning mental health.
Yes, okay. Yes, that would be improving or maintaining mental health. There is caring for senior family members, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, relationships, work-life balance, advancing in your career, your education.
Education is always important, but parents, your own education more than anybody else's is kind of futile.
Okay. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Ma'am, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Your profession, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your personality, being young, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your sexual orientation, your spiritual religious beliefs, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, being American. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity, ma'am?
Let's say the last one.
Being American?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you being patient with me. We're almost done, okay? When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Hope, exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, pride, happiness, anger, frustration, dread. Which emotion do you feel most often when you think about the American political system?
Being proud of our country is the most important thing.
So you mean pride?
Yes, patriotism.
Okay.
Don't love and leave it.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which of these statements comes closest to your opinion? Would you like me to read it again for you?
No, just go ahead and mark one of them. I think that these decisions and stuff like this are important, but I think they get carried away a little too far.
Okay.
So I the conversation right now and just say, have a good night. I got to go back to sleep. Thank you.
Thank you so much for taking the time. I know I woke you up. I appreciate it, okay? And I apologize for the inconvenience. But we would... Oh.